We are continuing our Shurim on Otzot Chaim. We are now in Shari Partzuf Zun Perigimel. In the old edition is Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and in the new edition we're on Reish Tzadi. Well, the truth is we started a few pages into the Perig, basically speaking about the Kavan Tzoi of Zah. Meaning, how is the Kavan Tzoi derived, taking its shape through the Shefa, which is brought in from Abba Ve'ima. So we spoke about a little bit of it last time, so we're going to continue on Reish Tzadi. Hine, Me'achazit Dezah V'lemata, Az Mizgali Ma'od Moach Dedat Emsoi. Now, from the Chaza, meaning from the chest of Zah downwards, Az Mizgali Ma'od Moach Hadas, meaning that we know that Ima, as we explained last time, Ima descends to the chest of Zah. She penetrates inside of Zah, into the chest of Zah. And that's all as far as she can go, because her Yesoid, which goes into the Kavim Soy of Zah, is Nigma Adar Chozeh. And we know Mikan Le'abo is Mashpia, the Chasodim and the Gvuls, into the Guf of Zah, because it's the sphere which is open. That's the only seal which is open, which must be, which is mashpia into Zah. Again, as mizgali ma'oz boach das ben tzoi, shehu shehayim is labish biyisod ima kiniska, vehem b'chinas chamisha chasodim v'chamisha v'chamesh gvuos. So those are the shefa coming up from the yisodema, yisod ima, which is going into the das and down to the chaza of Zah, and is mashpia, what's called the chuch, five of each. The chasodim mitzchalikim, and the chasodim, that means the shefa, which is coming, the five chasodim, are going to the five different spheres of Zah, which are chesed, gvuah, tifer, netzah, hod, yisod, Zah. And the chamisha, that means five into five, chamisha bechamish, five chasodim into the five spheres of Zah. And the gvuos all descend directly, all five gvuos collect themselves into the yisodazah. And then finally, that's going to go from the yisodazah into nukva. That's the purpose. That's the chilek between the chasodim and the gvuos. The chasodim stay in the guf of zah to grow zah. That's the mind migadlim zailam. And then you have the gvuos which pass through Zah into the Yesod Zah and go into the Yesod Ima into Nukva in order to grow her parts of. And later on after this we'll speak about more in Perek Dala about the growth of Nukva and so on and so forth. Now a bit of a remez. Veze sod Yitzchak. The Zohar speaks about the inin of Yitzchak, which Tikkun Zohar Chodesh, Daf Kuf Chav Ches, speaks about the inin of Yitzchak. She'os Yesov Ketz Chai. Spell his name with the Kuf Tzadi and Ches and Yud. Ki HaChemesh Gvuos Nikra Yitzchak. Five Gvuos are called Yitzchak. Hem B'Yesod Nikra Chai.
Why do you find gvuos to call the top?
Because we know the Ariz explains to us in Shach Domas that Avraham Avinu is keneged chesed. Yitzhak is keneged gvuos, and Yaakov is keneged kavim tzoi. So the gvuos are keneged Yitzhak.
It's not each of these five gvuos. No, there's a collective. Collective five, which is called Yisrael.
That's right. He's the koach. He's the koach of koach yamin, koach small. Hem be yisod nikra chai, and he's also bechinas chai. Why? Before I explain, was chai after the yud Yisrael? Chai because he's mechayer through this gvuos. The lower bechinas, which is nukva za, we said is mekabel the gvuos from ima. And Zaz mispasha these gvuos into Nukva. That's the role of Yitzchak, was to take the Elyonim and to pass it through him in order for the Mekabel, for the Tachtonim to Mekabel that. So he was Mechai the Tachtonim. Vuhu shuhu so siu v'ketz ketzeguf. Ketzeguf, meaning that za, takes the gevurah for ima, puts it into the ketzav guf, which is the yesod. That's the ketzav guf, and that's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the ketzav guf just before to be spashed into nukva, into the tachtonim. V'omnam, also that's the mitzad abba, amaluvish b'yesod abba, mispashed gamken der kavim tzoyed za. So far we spoke about ima bringing inside of her the moichim into za, into the kavim tzoyed za. Now we're speaking about abba, which is actually inside of ima, doing the exact same thing. The kavim tzoyed abba, which is particularly the yesod of abba, carrying the moichim of das inside the yesod of abba, is going to go into the kav, the three spheres of the kavim tzoyed, which is das, tiferes, and yesod. Those are the three bechinas which yesod of abba is going to carry in with him. He's going to mishpil on those three different spheres of Zah. So again, Omnam, or is it Das, the Mitzad Abba, Meluvosh be Yisod the Abba, Mispashit Gam Kem Deir Kavan Tzad Zah. Omnam, Li Yosef Yisod Docha, Hu Oroch Mitzpashit Yosef Lemata be Smisium a Yisod the Ima, Vuhu Yore Vinim Shachad Yisod Zah. So we know the Yisod Chushenayim, we know the Yisod of Zah, of Zohar, is longer than the Yisod of Ima, of a Nekeva, and therefore, it's mispashed, his Yisod is mispashed all the way down past the Yisod of Ima, all the way down to the end of the Yisod of Zah. Omnam, and that's a hod, mispashed, kol echad mehem yesh bo shlosh pchakim. As we know, it's not only the Yisod goes down, also the Netzer and Hod goes down. And the way it works is that when the parts of the Elyon goes down into the parts of Tachten, it's coming down with its lower three spheres, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. And those Netzach, Hod, Yesod is split into three Chalakim. Omnam, Yesod, the Yesod, which is Yesod, the Abba, Ein Borak, Shnei Prokim. So the Netzach means the right foot of Abba, which is coming down split into three parts. As we see, our leg is split into three parts. The left leg of Abba, or Ima for that instance, is also split into three parts, as we see our left leg is also. But the Yesod is split into two parts. It's a short Eva. Now, he qualifies himself. The Alpha Pishim Tzchalik Shlosha Shlishim, even though we know we're going to split into three parts, Omnam, you have to remember, it's Shnei Pchokim. Elishim Tzchalikim Shlosha Shlishim. It's two parts that we're actually going to split into three. And we're going to see the Nafka Mina in that. Obzei Tovin, Masha Amalnu Kibitchilis Bizman Yenika. Remember the three different Zmanim in the growth of this part of Azar, which is Ibul. Number two, Yenika. Number three is Gadlus, which is called Ibul Sheni. Obzitavin Masha Amalnu Kibitchilis Bizman Yenika. Lo hayu bezag kabim tsoi shelo, rak tifers yesod bevat. Bekashe higdilo amorchim de za ache Ibul Sheni, which is the third stage. As nitzhava me'elo shtayim nasi gam b'chinas hadas deza v'hayu b'kavim tzayim deza shlosha sfiros das tiferes yisod. So again, we know the stage of Yanika. You had two levels, right? You only have, let's talk about the middle cav to make it simple. So the middle cav, you had tiferes and you had yisod. Those are the only two spheres that Zah had in the middle cav, tiferes and yisod. Tiferes we're going to split into three parts, and Yesod into three parts. So we have six Pokim altogether. So these two are going to be put together. The two middle ones will be put together, and the two top ones will be put together. So it's going to look like this. So from three, which is two spheres, right? You have Tiferes and you have over here. You have Tiferes and you have over here Yesod. They're going to conglomerate together, and you're going to have this formation. Two, two, and two. Now, what does that happen when the new shefa comes from above? When the new shefa comes above, it's going to add a chelik to every three sections. So this top section is going to receive a section from above. The middle section, another, and the other two is going to receive one as well. So you're going to have then three, three, and three. So it comes out from the two, which is tiferes and yesod, you're going to have das, tiferes, and yesod. V'haya bezeh ha'oifen, remember, as we said, we start off in the Yizman Ibo Yenika, only two spheres in the middle cow. כל אחד מהם מתחלקים לשלושה שלישים, שהם שישה שלים. We're going to have six parts to this. Out of the two spheres, we split into three each one. כאשר יגדלו ונעשה בחינס הדס, when the top two join up with the new chelik, which is coming from above, which is called Ibo Sheini, then that's going to make the das. Haya ba'ofen, v'haya b'zeh oifen. Shish ha-shvishim nechluku l'shol shecholokim. Shnei shlishim elyonim d'tiferes nasa mehem das. Shnei shlishim emtsoi shehem shlish tachton d'tiferes v'shlish elyon d'yisod. Nasa mehem tiferes d'zah. ושני שליש תחתונים דייסוד נעשה מהם בחינס יסוד. So as we said, the last two of the יסוד, two חלוקים יסוד become three, that becomes the יסוד. The middle two, which is the top part of the יסוד and the bottom part of the תפארס, will now become the תפארס. And the top two of the original תפארס of Zah will now become the דס על ידי the שפע העליון. Al der zegdilu b'china shnei kavim yamin and small, also exactly same thing and right and left side. Kitchila lo haya b'kira b'kol kav mehem rak shnei sviros, v'achika yegdilu v'naseh shlosha sviros b'kol kav mehem. Ela sheyesh hefresh b'nehem. There's a difference between the middle kav and the two other kavim. And what is that? And it's as follows. She'achesed netzar shebekav yamin, the sphere of chesed, and Netzach, which is both on the right-hand side, v'agur v'hod, sh'v'kav small, kol midah mehen, yesh bo shlosh shlishim, as we said in the middle kav. Sh'am shlosh p'chokim nifrodim zeh mezeh, v'kol sfira mehen, k'nizka b'sefer zohar, parshas v'aychi, v'inyan yud bei shvotim nechlolim, ha'nechlolim b'dalet sfiras, v'eilu k'neged deleg, dalet degolim. This is very interesting. Agav is telling you how the formation of the Yud Beis Shavotim was. And what is that? That we find that you had Chesed and you had Netzach on the right-hand side. At the beginning of the growth of Zah. On the left-hand side, you had Gvur and Hoyt. The Gimel Cholokim of Chesed, remember, look at your right arm. You have three Cholokim. One, two, three. That is Keneged, Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Well, let's start with Reuven, Shimon, Gad. Your three chalokim of your leg, which is your netzach, is keneged Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin. Your left hand side is Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, and the hod is keneged Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Those are the Yud Beis Shevotim. That was the formation of them. That was the formation of the Ibur of Zap. It's earlier stage.
This passing the way to wait. I mean, it's machlekes here.
Yeah, it's machlekes, right? So how's the Ariza Paskening? How's the Ariza Paskening? One of the Shitas.
Yeah, alright.
It doesn't mention
too soon.
Right. Okay, so let's continue. Aval yesod afal pi shnichlek l'shosh shlishim einu rak shnei p'chokim levan. This is the nafka meaning between the right...
Where did you get it from?
The Tikkun Zohar. Mm. But he says the Zohar Parshas Vayechi. Sorry.
I mean, he doesn't mention who's who. I mean, that was you.
Yeah, there he says it. Yeah. So okay. Now again, we're making chiddush between the two extreme kavim, which is the right kav and the left kav and the middle kav. Okay, what's between the two extreme kavim and the middle kav? The answer is those three kavim, those two kavim, has three chalokim to it. Okay, three chalokim in the top part, which is chesed, three chalokim in the netzach, and same thing on the left hand side. Except when you come to the middle kav, the spheres are not going to be split like that. When it comes to yesod, particularly. That will be split into three, Tifel split into three, but Yesod, when it comes to Yesod, is not going to be split into three parts. It's a short limb, it's the shortest limb that we have, and therefore, it's really Be'etzim split into two parts. We have the Yesod and the Ateretz Yesod. Those are the two Chalakim. Now we'll see that we do, in order to match it up with the Sefiras, and the different halakim, we do split into three. But again, b'yesod, we'll see the nafka mina between what I'm saying here. It's actually only two parts. Again, אבל יסוד אף על פי שנחלק לשוש השלישים, אין רק שני פחוקים לבד, ונמצא כי כאשר השליש העליון של יסוד נעשה ממנו תפארת באיס הגדולת כנזכר, remember, how is, in the זמן הגדולת, that means the third final phase of the growth of Zah, which is the הגדולת stage, we know that the two חלוקים of תפארת are going to go into the das, and the lower chelik of tiferes and the higher chelik of yesod are going to grow into the tiferes, and then the lower two chalakim yesod are going into the yesod. But we're going to have a chelik of yesod which is going to join on to the chelik of yesod of ima, or actually abba, is going to join on to the lower chelik of the yesod of zah to make the yesod of zah. But he says, though, it's going to be mechubah to the tiferes. Why? Because the yesod, you can't split up the yesod. Remember, Nachmo, the yesod of Zah has three chalakim, and that's how we split it up. But we said really, it's only two chalakim. The chalik of the yesod of Zah and the atels yesod of Zah. So even though we're going to split them up, technically, and put this chalik of the yesod of Zah with the other chalakim of tiferes to make the tiferes, but really, they're always mechuba with the yisod. The two chalakim, two higher chalakim of yisod are always mechulik, or are always the same, always attached to each other. And therefore, you cannot split it up. So again, ein ashlish ahu b'chines perek shol b'ifnei atzmo. L'siba zu, af api shenasi mimene tiferes, even though the top chalik of the yisod joins up with tiferes, adayim nikha b'shmo yisod. That's a chelik of the yisod which is attached to the goof of the body. Ki lo nifrad, even though we're changing it in the name, but it's not nifrad. V'yesh lo itkashchus ima yisod. V'zesod ma shikosu v'zoha parshas pinchas the goof v'bris chashvin enchad. It's all one. Let's continue. V'navzo le'inu. Levai ini yisod de'aba. Kine, yesh bo shnei pchokim behem yisod ve'atels yisod. We know there's two chokim to the yisod. Vini, ha'yisod hu oruch yosef ve'atora, right? One chelik is longer than the other. L'chein ha'yisod hu nichlok l'shnei chokim. Chelik yishon shorosh yisod mushosh munach ben shtei yirchayim shel netzach hod. We know that yisod is attached to the goof, which is the tiferes. But it's shove with your right leg and left leg, right? That's where it's attached. So yesod, nirtzach, the beginning of the nirtzach, the beginning of the hod, are all aligned. Kamuvon, as b'chushinayim. Aval sham em mechuborim yachad shloshtam, shem nirtzach hod yesod, mitkashkem yachad shloshtam. Bebechinas chelik yesod ze nas is das deza mitzad abba. כי הוא מחובה עם חוכמה בינה שבראש העיר חיים שהם נצח הוד אבא. Meaning that, remember, we're talking about Abba's נצח הוד יסוד, which is coming down into Zah and building up Zah's all three levels, Chabad, Chagat, and Nayin. That means the Zah, the Abba, when he's bringing down his נצח הוד יסוד, in there we have again the Chabad, the Moichim of Zah, in the Levushim, or the Kelim of Zah, Abba, and that's going to be mishpashed in all Eses spheres, all Tisha spheres of Abba, of Zah again. So, as the mishpashed is happening, we have to look at the alignment. Since we find the Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba are equal, they are aligned, therefore when they come down to Zah, they're also going to be aligned. Therefore the Yesod, and Netzach Hod Yesod, of Zah are going to be equal, like we find by the Chochmah Bina Das, they're all equal, the three brains are more or less equal. Vishu ispashus orech zeh achelek elin de yesod de Abba, hinehu nimshach atziyum shlisha elion de tiferes de Zah. So let's take the middle cap again. So as we find that the yesod of Abba is coming in, how far does it span? Remember, the yesod of Abba is split into two parts, the chelik ha'oruch, and then you have the tails of yesod. The chelik ha'oruch of Zah is going to come into the middle calf of Zah, and it's going to go as far as the chazir. The chelik elyon of the yesod of Zah, so the Abba. Again, Shiris Pashas Orech Zeh HaChelek HaElyon Yesod Abba. Hine hu nimshach at siyum shlish elyon de tifer zeza ad shuhu ad achaz until his chest. Vuhu mamash kishir is pashu siyum yesod at elze ima. Ima, when she comes in with her yesod also until the yesod zeza. Chelek atachnan yesod abba now, which is means the chelek en soy, hu bechinas a yesod ache hiparudu merechoyim, right, which leaves the goof, means which is the dangling part of the yesod, not the one is mechul, not the ones that are attached to the goof, and which is misfarek dahainu, the yesod is attached to the goof. That means it's attached to netzach and hod. But the further you go down to the yesod, it's going, it's mispardu from the netzach and hod, as we see b'chashanayim. The nivdal b'fnei atzmo v'shuri spashtuso hu mechazed ezav. Mechazed ezav ad siyum atfers sheguf ezav, until the, until basically to the end of the goof is going to be the chilek emsoi of the yesod of zav abba. ובזה תבין כי כמו שמחוזה ולמטה ונפדר יסוד נצח הוד דאבא בתוך זה, כן זה עצמו עד החזה היו שתי זרוע סב מדבקים עם גופו מן החזה ומן החזה ולמטה נפרודים הקווי זרוע סב ימין ושמאל מגוף שהוא קו אמצוי והבן זה. Now, interesting enough, he's telling you why is Zah built, and for that reason, why are we built as we are? Why are our arms separate from our goof? So he says as follows, because what's happening over here is that we are doimed to what we receive. So we're receiving from Abba, we're receiving Netzach HaYosod, as we said. Netzach HaYosod, the Perikel Yonim of them are attached. That will reflect, when it's coming down, will reflect this attachment of our Netzachot, that means the reflection of the pchokim of our pchokim and soyim, the chagat also being attached to that stage. Masha Enkin, as it's getting further down in the goof of Abba, as the yesod now is dangling down, the netzach and hod are no longer attached to the yesod. Therefore, the arms now, we can see this reflection, mirror image of our arms not being attached to our kavim tzoy. That's exactly it. Let's do that again. Obezit tavin ki kamosha achoze v'lemata avza nifrad v'nivdal ayesod v'netzach en hod. Right, from the chaze v'lemata means all the way down the goof, the netzach en hod yesod or nifrad, the abba toch za, as is going down into za, it's splitting. Kein za atzmo ad chaze hayu shtei zrosav midabekim en gufo. Or min achaz velemata nifrodim kave zrosav yamin v'smo me'aguf shu akav en tzoya haven ze. Okay? Doimet abba, we are doimet. And it says, well, he's nifrad, we are also nifrad at that point in time. Let's continue. Now, I just mentioned that there is a kasha from the Ol Zeruach, a very important kasha I thought to bring down, Brother Matkum Bidvash over here, that the Ol Zeruach is asking, which is Amar Papirish, who's the Masad of the Etz Chaim. He writes, the Mebesore Erza Loka, that we find is Nishtodori, really better. Because you would think that the way it's set up is, according to this like for like, it should be that our min achaze, that means our arms should be attached to our chaze. If the cutoff point is that the yesod, the abba, comes all the way down to the chaze, to the chest, it should be that our arms are attached to the chest, which is not the case. Our arms are attached to the top part of the achille, of the shoulders, not to the chest. So it's a bit of a kasha on the metzias over here. So he wants to give a tales as follows. He says that since that most people walk around with their arms really, really side by side, and what fluctuates is the lower part of the arms, really that's where we do all the movement from, and this part is not really what, you know, jumps up and down when we move our arms. Therefore, it's as if the chalokim of the perek elyon is mamish ad hachazeh. Mamash HaKhazir. That's what he wants to say. The base Lechem Yehuda wants to say, give a different tale. It's a big Yisoid. He wants to say that when we say that we're doime to Za, meaning that we're doime to Za when we get influence from the Shefa of Ima. And since the Shefa of Ima is the Shefa which is coming down, that remember, she has two Chalakim to Yisod, and Yisod Be'etzem only finishes at the Golem. And her tails of Yesod falls a bit lower down to the chest. Therefore, be Yesod when we mendam ourselves to the Yesod of Ima, we mendam ourselves only to the Perek Elyon of Yesod Ima. That's the Iker. That's the Iker. And that's what we feel the attachment and the dimium, like for like, why our arms are attached dafka by our shoulders opposed to attached further down to our chest. That's what he wants to say. And he brings a raya for that, interesting enough, that he brings down from Shark Domas, that the Riza says, sorry, Shark Psukim, Taf Dalit, he says as follows, Da, Kishenivu Odom Rishom, Adaim Loyu Biza Rak Mochim Mitzat Ima Levad. So there goes the boy toys that there is a period of time that Odom was fashioned according to the Moichi Mitzad Ima Davka without having the Moichi Mitzad Abba. And therefore, since he was fashioned that way, therefore, the Dimion that we are and why we're fashioned that we are, why the Hainu, why our arms are attached Davka by our shoulders, not by the Chazim, is because we're doing it to Ima. We're only doing it to Ima. Okay, so let's finish off. Now, what about the Atels Yisod the Abba? He said, "V'hine atels yisod de'aba him klabeshes toch yisod de'za." Now, the last part of the yisod de'aba is going to go all the way down to the yisod, and including the atels yisod de'za. V'shozoy se atel kishiu kol yisod de'za kulo. Harinim se ki b'chinas shnei kavim netzach od de'aba ve'ima ein shinoi ben aba ve'ima. There's no difference whatsoever. All the kav yamin of za of aba ve'ima go all the way down to the kav yamin of za. All the calves small of Abba V'ima go all the way down the calf small of Abba V'ima, of Zah. Shikul mistayim b'yisum netzal hod Zah atzmo mamish b'shave until the end of Atzilus. V'gam ki ha'oseim b'chusim b'kedim de Abba V'ima. All everything's b'chusim, as we know, chushanayim. We have no openings on our arms and legs. Aval shinu hu b'kavim tzoy. There was a shinu b'kavim tzoy. She saw the Abba mispashted b'kol or kavim soy deza. The only difference is there's enough community between the za Abba coming in and Ima coming into za, and it's as follows. She saw the Abba mispashted b'kol or kavim soy deza. As we saw, the atel sizod, the yisod and the atel say yisod the Abba goes all the way down to yisod deza atzim yisod deza. But yisod the Ima mistayim lechazid deza. It was only stops at the chazid. What are they carrying in them? They're carrying the koach of das, the shefa of das. Yesh b'em shinoi. She'oz das de'ima misgali mechazin de'zav le'mata. Since the yisod de'ima falls short, falls only to the chazin de'zav, there she opens up and releases the chasadim megulim that we started off. That's always megulim. And then the shefa, which is coming from Abba, which is Das, and the sword of it goes all the way down to the final sphere of the Kavim Tzav, which is Yesod Zah, that's completely Mechuse, and it's not Megale Le'olam. The only kasha I have is that you have to say Le'olam is a bit like Davka, because we've seen Purim, a Chiddush in Purim, that the Atels Yesod the Abba does come out. It's the only time of the year, so I would say it's likely that Le'olam is all every single day of the year except for Pur. Okay, so a few more minutes. I think let's continue the next parak. Parak Dalet. This is the last parak in Patsuf Zun. Hin isvah inin zah be'atzmo atan isvah der klolos shlosha patsuf amachir. New sugya. After we finished explaining zah, his three kavim. Now we're going to explain the partzuv which comes out from Zah. Now there are three partzuv we'll speak about. Shem Rachel, Nukva de Zah, and Nikra Yisrael. Zah is called Yisrael, right? So Nukva de Zah, which is called Rachel, is coming out from Zah. Yaakov Elea, those are number two and number three. Kishlosha Elo Neachozim Bo, V'yotzi Mimeno Ader Zin Nizbaya. Okay, so these three Patsufim, Rachel, Yaakov Elea, are coming out from Zah. We'll explain how. Da, Ki Mitzad Amorchim Mispashtim B'Zah, we know the Morchim are coming from Abba Ve'im, as we said, coming to Zah, and Zah spewing over this Shefa and creating new, three new Patsufim. He takes the mochim and he needs it to grow his own part of it. Still, some spill over. So what's coming out? First of all the moach, all the sheva comes into his head. Therefore, there's a riboy of koach over there. As a hiro ha'oz lechutz der achoreza, v'yotze partzuf leya be'achoreza lemala me'arosh ad achazetza, v'yatzta mebechinas ha'oras ha'mochim dimitzad ima, shenukva kamohu, kamoha, she'en la rak masach echad belva livkoa v'letzet. So he says as follows, that we know that Leah comes from the Achoraim of Ima. When she broke, the Achoraim of Ima broke, she created what's called Leah. Where did she land up? By the Das, behind Zah, by the Das to Zah, Adar Chazit. So therefore, when Zah is receiving the Shefa, he's receiving the Shefa, and there's a Ribu Shefa in his head, the Shefa is going to protrude the back of his head, go through the Das, and feed Leah. Now, what's going to come down exactly? Which chelik of the das? That means he has das coming in from the bechinas of Ima. He has das coming from the bechinas of Abba. So zok derav, zok derizah, the moichim which coming in bechinas Ima is going to go, which is very matim because that's koach of nukva, which is going into the keli of nukva. That means the koach of Ima is going to go into Leah. And now, since remember that Ima's on the outside and Abba's on the inside, it's very important to remember this fact. Therefore, Ima only has one masach to break through in order to get to Leah. Remember that. She has to break through her masach and go into. Mashing again, if the shefa was coming from Abba, he has to break through two masachim, his and hers, in order to get to Leah. That wouldn't be possible. We don't break two masachim. So therefore, she breaks one masach, that's what he says, she nukva, eila rak masach echad bilva, livkoa letzetz, v'lesiba ha-masach ahu, lea hi kula dinim. Now since there is a masach, sof, and she's receiving a tiny bit of filtered shefa, she stays kula dinim. Remember, because she comes from the Achoraim of Ima, Achoraim always represents the bechin of dinim, kemo she's ba'al lekamam, b'zat Hashem, we'll explain later on, in Shah Rachel Velea Reshberg base. We'll explain more about this in and of the Leah is completely dinim. Okay, about their ponim this out. Ein yotze sham shum b'chinas paltzuf. We don't have any paltzuf of coming out from the ponim this out because that would be too strong. The hine as a chorim yotze memoche abba. So that's the rule. Abba will be mashpia on the front of Zah to mashpia and receive and to create new patsuvim, but patsuvim zechorim. Ima, which is also coming in, is going to mashpia on the achoraim of Zah and then creating patsuvim the kevas. Remember, it's going. Abba's coming in. It's covered over by Ima, and also Zah is covering him over. So I said that wrong. It's not the kisui. For some reason, Mufash also deal with this. Why is Zah considered to be a kisui? But of course, the two kisui that we're speaking about is the kisui of Ima and the kisui of Abba himself. Those are two kisui. And therefore, kisu denai de abu, kisu im kelim denai de ima. V'chein enu b'hem koach lifkoa letzed la'avor shnei kisuyim la'ayel l'chutz der ponim diza mechazu b'lemala. And therefore, mechazu b'lemala, you have these two kisuyim, and I told the ruler, we don't break through two kisuyim. So for mechazu, remember, the fact is that ima is mistayim by the chazim. So Michazel Amali, you have the Kisu of Ima, and then you have the Kisu of Abba, which is coming inside. Nafkamina would be when you go past the Chazen, then you would only have the Sod of Abba coming in, there would be only one Kisu. O Tamache, Shima Yapatsu of Yaakov, meaning, the first reason why the Pasufim of Abba, the Pasufim of Zechorim are not created through the Ponim of Zah, because you have two Kisuim, Mile Chazel Amala. Another reason why the Patsuf and Zechorim are not built in the Panim, Shema Yeh Patsuf Yaakov Yosef Keneged Pnei Zah Lema'ala Lema'ala Melchaze Hayu Pnei Zah Mitkasim V'lo Yemeir. If Yaakov would be coming out, he would be covering over the face of Zah. V'ksiv Bo'o Pnei Melech Chayim. That we know that Arir is Mashpia, Arir Ben Zov is Mashpia on the Pnei of Zah. So we don't want that covered. Ki ali de aros ponov of Archap is misakening the dinim and mevatling koach hitzonim that we find in the patsufim, in the tachtonim, and therefore we don't want anything covering over the ponim of zah whatsoever. So therefore, there's nothing coming out michaz limala from zah. But omnam. That's the key here. That michaz from the chest downward of Zah, there's no more ima there. V'chein yesh lahem sham yecholis lifkoa v'le'ir v'chus v'le'zah v'hotzi parts of Yaakov. Then Yaakov is able to come out from there. That means where are the chasadim are coming out? These are the chasadim of Ima. So not only have the ha'ora of Abba coming out to create the partzuv of Yaakov, which is going to be in front of Zah, also the chasadim which were left coming down from the yisod, the Ima is also coming mispashin and creating that as well. So therefore, we explain two out of the three. We explain how Rachel is getting your shefa from the das, the back of, that's the shefa of Ima coming in the das, the zah, the back of him. We explain how Yaakov is coming, getting his shefa. And also we explain now, yatzta Rachel nukva de zah. She's getting a shefa from, again, she's a nukva, so we know the car is, the nukva is getting mitzad Ima. Ima, when she's coming down, she's bringing down what? She's bringing down mochim de das. The mochim de das. So again, omi das de mitzad ima yotzer rachel yatzta rachel nukva de zah. Akeres abayis ha'ikrit. She's the main one, the wife of Zaz, we call her. And therefore, ha'ra'a gmura, and she's getting ha'ra'a gmura mechaza v'lemata mitzad ach de zah. Atzium ragle zah mamish. Ma she'en kein b'leah, over there, Masach Keniska Ein Rak Ha'ora BeAlma VeKula Dina. Remember, as the shepherd is coming down from Ima, remember she's coming through the Masach. We spoke about that, the Masach, and therefore there's only a Ha'ora coming through the little hole over there. Masha Enkem, when you're coming to the tachas the Chazin, Ima, there is no more Ima there. There's no more Masach of Ima there anymore. And therefore, Rachel Mechaza, remember she's on the backside, Mechaza v'lematav Zah, she's getting a full-fledged, full force of the Shefa altogether. Now, remember, and Abba is not the Masach because he's inside. So she's getting, she has no Masach receiving, Rachel's not receiving any Masach whatsoever. As opposed to Leah, she's receiving the Masach of, she's getting a Shefa via the Masach of Ima. Haklala Oilem. Ki Leia hi lemal min chazit de zah be'achora v'yotze memochim de ima. Rachel nukva de zah yotze tachas Leia me'achaz v'lemata de zah be'achora v'gam ken. V'gam yotze memochim de ima. Yaakov bala de Leia, Yaakov, which is the husband of Leia, yotze mi'chaz v'lemata de ponim de zah v'yotze memochim de av. So that's quite straightforward, all the combination. The only thing which is a bit strange is that Leah is going to be higher than Yaakov. Because Leah is midat ad chazeh, and Yaakov is on the ponim, but mechazeh limata. We'll see how that goes. Because again, that's the way it goes. The Achraim, which is the Ima, and the Abba is Mashpi on the Ponim. Ela mitzad Eilu mitzad Ima, v'lo oylam azacha be'er nukva hu ponim, v'hi ach b'yesod acho kedem tzertani. V'hine b'yos Abba v'ima koydom etikrum ach ba'ach, im kol ze aya Abba b'chinas ponim, be'erech nukva shayda ach rov. V'chein, ha'oros de Abba yotze litzad ponim, v'ima litzad ach. So now he's explaining more technically how this fits into the era of ponim ach ba'ach and ponim b'ponim, and I think we're running out of time, so we'll stop it here for now. Mr. Shem, we'll continue next time.